See, now Kyle taking it way too far.
We got the quarterbacks.
Want to know, baby.
Quarterbacks.
Taking it
way too
far.
Doesn't matter which one,
now.
Apparently. We're going all the way again, back to back.
Y'all taking it way too
well,
far.
Well, I mean, you're the Tanner guy. I mean, you're the Tanner guy.
You're right. I did say that. Now it's coming. My chicken. What they say, chickens are coming home.
They are.
I think you should embrace this today, Hugh.
No, because nobody's hearing what I'm saying.
Dude, screw them.
What size on the McKee jersey I'm in order? Double X? I'll put that in order in right now. Expense that to Odyssey. Sorry, Rod. Well, you're the McKee guy. I'm just trying to infuse a little reality
to
this.
But let's be realistic in all of this. Like, you know, yeah, I think do I think he can get you 10 games? Yes, I do. I think he can because there's going to be an adjustment to get, you know, to get him, to help him have success. Now, is he going to win us some playoff games? I don't think so. I don't think he's that dynamic. Not yet. No. Mm-mm.
I just want to reel off to everyone the list of quarterbacks that won 10 football games last year. Like, we say 10 as if it's, you know, like, yeah, 10 wins, right? Josh Allen. Some of these guys obviously won more than 10 games. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix. Now, Bo Nix was a rookie, but he played well as a rookie. He was a first-round pick. Lamar Jackson. The Steelers somehow won 10 games, so that might be your play that someone could win 10 games without being any good. C.J. Stroud won 10 football games last year. The Eagles, obviously, with mostly Jalen Hurts. Jaden Daniels. Matthew Stafford. Seattle Seahawks won 10 football games last year. The Lions with Jared Goff.
And
the
Vikings and a shoddy defense.
With Sam Bradford. Geno Smith is a Seahawks quarterback. The Lions with Jared Goff. The Vikings with Sam Darnold. The Packers with Jordan Love. The Bucks with Baker Mayfield. I mean, primarily, other than the Steelers, whatever that slop was with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields last year, every team that won 10 or more games had a top half of the NFL quarterback. It's like it's very rare you get, and I know they were in a discussion this morning, Hugh, like right now, if Tanner had to play a full season, is he a top 20 quarterback in the NFL? Would he be a top 25? Look, I think he's better than some team starters? He might be. I mean, but I think if he had to play a full year, we're talking about a bottom starter, like a top 25, and that's good. I mean, that means to me, Hugh, he is one of the best backups in the NFL. I just don't think I haven't seen enough. That's where I am at.
Yeah, small sample size.
It's very small. And it's mostly preseason. We got the one game last year where he came in. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you confident if McKee had to play all year, the Eagles would still be a playoff team, win 10-plus games? I'm not. I mean, I think this is a major overreaction by an overreactor in Hugh Douglas and a bigger one in Kyle Quinn over there. All right, let's hear from Tanner McKee what his thoughts after last night and getting a chance to show what he could do out there.
So, how do you think you played tonight?
It felt good. I felt like we were moving the ball, which was always fun. Obviously, we'll watch film, and you never really know until you watch film. There's things that are like, oh, crap, I missed that or whatever. But overall, you know, moved the ball well. Had a lot of guys that made great plays. So, the feeling is good.
You joked when the Eagles social media team showed you your Madden score that you wanted to show tonight. You deserve higher than a 61.
Yeah,
do you think you accomplished that?
I mean, we'll see. We'll let them decide. But yeah, no, I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, "Hey, nice job, 61 or whatever it was." So yeah, it's been a funny joke going around.
Yeah, so Tanner has a couple things that I think are going to keep him in the league a long time. One, he could play a little bit, right? And he looks like a high-end backup quarterback. He seems like got a good personality too. And
he has a good head on his shoulders.
And Elliott said this morning the players really like him, and he and Jalen are very close. Which,
yes.
You know, I think about Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson stuck in the NFL a long time because he seemed like a great locker room guy. He was your teammate. And he was a decent backup quarterback that in spurts started a little bit. But, like, I think if you're going to stick around a long time, you need that kind of personality.
Yeah, and he will be that guy, man. And he's the guy, like, you got to think small sampling size. Now, is Tanner McKee going to be a perennial Pro Bowl quarterback? Who knows? I don't know if that's the case. But I think that if you talk about the way that this season would go, the way that this defense is set up, that they could ink out 10 wins. They could ink out 10 wins in the season.
The question is the factory back open? Is the Eagles quarterback factory officially back in? I mean, we know we have Jalen, but like you need more than one to be a factory. Is the factory back rolling? It feels like it to a lot of people. Where do you guys come down? Let's go back to the phone lines. Dan is up on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Dan. What's up?
So I definitely... I'm on the Tanner McKee train, kind of. I definitely think he's probably top 25 in the NFL. I mean, you just said if against two or three of the games that we're going to play this year, he'd be better than their quarterback.
Yep. I think he'd be better than whoever the Giants throw out in those games.
Which, who even knows what that dumpster fire is going to do?
Right.
But the real value here is the money. We're used to paying $6 to $8 million for a backup quarterback, and we have this guy on a rookie contract who's out there lighting teams up every time he plays.
Well, Dan, it's critical. You know, when you say that, it really is critical because if you consider him like a veteran, or if he was like a regular backup, like when they paid Mariota a couple years ago, like $6 or $8 million, Dan, that might be the difference between them keeping Jordan Davis, I was using Jordan as an example, or not keeping Jordan Davis. Like, you know, that $6 to $8 million on the cap, that's a big deal to keep a veteran player around.
It's huge. I don't think at this point I know that I'd even take a first-round pick for him because of this talk of potential dynasty and everything else, because we need someone who's going to be competent out there when push comes to shove if something happens to Jalen. And this is nothing about Jalen. This is about insurance. Mm-hmm.
Well, insurance is always huge, and it always is. And Dan, good phone call. Insurance is huge. The Eagles' first Super Bowl obviously came because of Nick Foles and what he was able to do as a backup quarterback. I mean, I need to just say one thing though. Like, if someone called right now and offered a first round pick, I would take it for Tanner McKee. A first round pick?
Yeah. I mean, that you'd be foolish.
I mean,
A first rounder.
I mean, think about how many players in the NFL get traded for not first round picks. Most don't get traded. I would do that. Aaron in San Diego, our reporter on the scene yesterday in Oxnard, California, Cowboys camp. He's up talking Tanner and the Eagles. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Doing good. It's funny in life. Sometimes you challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a preconceived notion of what you're going to get, and it turns out to be something completely different, and it's just that much better. It was a fantastic experience yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Did you make friends, or did you make frenemies?
So let me kind of set up the situation. I was sitting. Oh. You guys put me on the air.
Yeah,
I was in a line, and there had to be 500 Cowboy fans. And my guts and the nervousness and the anxiety and every emotion that you could possibly go through, I was feeling. And when I let out that good afternoon, Philadelphia,
yeah,
it was, I mean, I expected to get boos. I didn't. I had people approach me asking for photographs.
I'm not sure I believe that. All right, so Aaron, what do you think about the Tanner McKee thing? If Tanner had to play the full season, the Eagles would what?
I think they would be in the running for the first seed in
oh,
the
stop it. Oh, stop. Aaron.
Listen.
Oh, you're
guys,
a fraud.
You guys,
such a fraud.
You know, I want to revise what Spike Eskin said, right? A couple days ago. You're not the worst caller in WIP history, but you are officially the biggest fraud. You've come on this radio station for months yelling at me, telling me Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in pro football. Yet with his backup, they're going to be the number one seed?
Listen, you're not listening to what Hugh said this morning.
I'm listening to the crap you're saying. How could they be the number one seed with Tanner McKee?
Are you going to let me get a sentence out, or are you just going to keep talking over me?
I haven't decided.
You're going to get to the point
yet. He hasn't decided.
Listen, the difference between Jalen Hurts and Tanner McKee is Jalen Hurts is that missing piece to the puzzle that makes us the best team in the league.
Then how would they win all these football games without him?
Super Bowl contender.
Then how would McKee win all the games?
He's the one seed with McKee. What are you talking about?
Listen, what you saw yesterday, okay, it's preseason, right? And I heard somebody before say, well, it's the first team Bengals defense, but it's the 30th ranked defense.
Well, that's true. That's true. They're terrible.
Hey, did Tanner have Saquon Barkley? Did Tanner have Lane Johnson? Did Tanner have Jordan Mailata?
No.
Did he have Landon Dickerson?
No.
Did he have Cam Jurgens?
No. Aaron, I just need...
This doesn't make any sense.
I need you to answer me. It's one of two things has to be the truth. Either they're Jalen and Tanner are close. Like, if you rank quarterbacks, they're close. Or Jalen's not as good as you think. Like, they both can't be true.
Listen, what you saw from Tanner McKee yesterday is everything that you wanted to see. He looked comfortable in the pocket. He delivered the ball. He made decisions.
You're filibustering right now.
If he is called upon, you know, the,
if he played the full, if he played the full season, if he played the full season,
they have a great chance to win the game.
If he played the full season, how many games would they win? How many games?
They might win 12 games.
Oh my God, you are crazy! You are crazy. This is you. You don't really believe in Jalen. That's what I'm hearing because that's bananas.
Their
win total on FanDuel is 11.5. Like, the most likely outcome is 11 or 12 wins. And you think they'd win 12 with Tanner McKee?
Dude, you called me a fraud.
You are.
I went into Cowboys training camp.
No, we don't care.
Well, hold on. I don't think you're a fraud Eagles fan. You're a fraud Jalen fan. Yeah. I mean, every call that we've taken from him about Jalen being the best quarterback at pro football, delete it. Like, destroy the tapes.
That was exposed. He
was totally exposed.
I mean, holy crap.
And I blame Hugh Douglas for this.
What did I do?
Well, you empowered the Tanner people today.
Live your truth, man.
Well, this is the problem.
See, this is where I think that the conversation gets a little crazy. Like, I think you can win 10 games with Tanner McKee. You're not winning the Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. That's the biggest difference. And that's the thing that separates him and Jalen Hurts in my eyes.
Yeah, still 10 games is not, that's nothing to like sneeze at.
10 games is, with this roster and the way that they're gonna tailor make that offense for him to be successful.
Yeah,
that's all they're gonna ask. I was about to say Taylor McKee, but Tanner McKee to do.
I don't even know the guy's name. Right? He's the future.
Only thing they're gonna ask him to do is play within yourself. Get the ball out of your hands quick. Give it to your playmakers and make plays. Let your defense do the work. Let your defense do the heavy lifting. Same thing we did when AJ Philly was back there. Hey man, don't do too much. Just do enough. We'll keep you in the game. This defense is dynamic enough, in my opinion, that they're going to keep you in the game.
So I agree with the sentiment, but you know, AJ, other quarterbacks of that ilk, they could do it for 4 or 5 weeks. 17 games is a long time.
That's why I give him 10. Yeah. I give him 10 because it's going to take at least 4 games for a team, an NFL team, to figure out what he's good at.
I have 8. Or 9 in my head. Like, if he had to play the full season, I think they would not win 2.
That's not that far. Oh,
I'll give him 10.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like an 8-win team.
Yeah. That was quite possibly Aaron's most incoherent phone call I've ever heard.
He was on the ropes and he knew it. Yeah.
And then you got to think about it like this. In this division, we feel like the Commodores, they're leaking oil a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not as down on them as you guys.
I know you're not. You're not. But
well, the Cowboys stink and the Giants are terrible.
8 or 9 wins might get you in the playoffs.
No.
8 or 9 might get you in the playoffs.
And not 8.
Okay, the 9.
9 and 8 could.
Yeah, that could get you in the playoffs.
It's possible. But yeah, the idea of double digits. Again, 58% of people on Jack's poll last night, 58% think the Eagles would win 10 or more games. And 29%, exactly half of those 58, said 11 plus. That is a preposterous thought. Chris on the cell is up. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
All right, first off, Tanner McKee, hello, Joe, hello, Hugh, hello, Kyle. Guess we got to do that. First time caller, right?
Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. What are you thinking?
Well, Hugh, yes. I love you, man, but you're praying to baby Jesus for shake and bake? Ain't going to happen for Tanner McKee.
So what makes you so confident that it won't after everything that I just laid out? And don't forget that I've lived this life. I've been in this situation. So what makes you so confident that he can't get the job done?
Not confident, just not trustful.
Okay, confident and trustful, what makes you think he can't get the job done? Answer that part of the question.
Well, he's playing against what, like the third string?
He played against the first string against the Commodores.
Yeah, and he came into the Cowboys the last year against the Cowboys when he had to come in around halftime when Pickett hurt his rib.
The Giants.
Yeah, well, and then they don't count
full game.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it's a full game.
No, he did play a full game. I mean, that was one of the worst teams in the league.
That's not third stringers in a preseason.
No, like the Cowboy game at least. Like Micah Parsons on the field. He's played some against real players. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give him credit. He looked good last.
Yeah.
I just don't think he can take us to the playoffs. That's all. And here's the thing. If Jalen doesn't get hurt, he doesn't play, right?
Well, right. Of course not.
Nailed it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, yeah, it's a hypothetical thought, right? If Jalen doesn't get hurt, he never sees the field. I mean, in a perfect world, and Chris, in a perfect world, he never sees the field. But we know the history of this franchise. We know Jalen Hurts' history in his 5 years in the league. There's a real chance this year, Hugh. It's just the way it works, that Tanner McKee will play. I mean, he's going to play. If it was a yes or no question, do you think Tanner McKee will take snaps in real games this season? I would vote yes. That's just the way it works.
Tanner McKee has been here for what, 3 years, 4 years?
This is his third year. He was a sixth-round pick in 2023.
So follow me here. So he's been in this offense. He's been in the same similar offense for the last three seasons.
Yeah.
That's more than most quarterbacks that are like trying to make rosters now. So they know him intimately as far as what he can and cannot do.
Sure.
Right. So with that knowledge that you have about the skill set of your quarterback, you're going to tailor your offense to what he does best.
But there's certain things he can't do, though.
You're right. There's certain things.
Running ability, the RPO, all of that.
All of that. So you're going to scale it down to what he does best. And your offensive line is going to probably, you know, change some of the things that they do, knowing that it's a different – it's not Jalen. So now you have to block a little different. Saquon Barkley's going to probably do a little bit more because he knows that Jalen's not back out there. You compensate. It's almost like having an injury. When you hurt your arm or something, your body tends to compensate for that injury that you have. It's the same thing with football.
So there is one other element to this, and I think we might be – and I understand why, because the season hasn't started. I think some people, maybe, that's my guess, are kind of conflating last year's team to this year's team. If you let Tanner McKee start all year for last year's team, which is one of the greatest defenses we've ever seen, I do think they could go from 14 wins to maybe 9 or 10. That's a big drop, but still they're good.
No, you got to give him 12.
No, yeah. I'm not doing that. We don't even know.
What games did Jalen go out and win for them last year?
Well, the Bengal game was great.
Okay, one.
Steeler game was great.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a two-game drop-off.
I can't say he won other games, but he played well in other games.
Sure. He played well enough. Which is sort of the point. Like,
my point
they don't need Tanner to go out and win games.
They're not last year's team. We don't even know if this defense is going to be good.
That's fair.
Or very good.
Without knowing what this team is, I guess I'm sort of because that almost becomes a different conversation, right?
But I'm just
replacing this year's team with what we were last year.
I get it, and that team was super. This team looks like it's very good. I'm not sure it's super yet. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, along with your calls on Tanner Time here, it is a Friday, Hugh. You know what that means. It's Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, today we're going to use our imaginations. This is going to be fun because now I'm going to picture all these and hear the lines. So here's what we're thinking for Tri-Day Friday. We need you to take a famous role in a movie and replace the famous actor with Hugh Douglas. I mean, Hugh's, of course...
You mean another famous actor.
Yeah, well, no.
Famous actor.
In a real movie, not Happy Birthday, Harris Bolton.
So... Let me give you an example, and then so you can kind of see what we're talking about here and kind of place it. Like, imagine taking James Earl Jones out of Field of Dreams, and it's Hugh Douglas.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars, right? And it's Hugh Douglas in that role.
I'm your father.
Exactly. Awful. So, Try Day Friday, try taking a famous actor out of a movie and putting Hugh Douglas in that role and imagine what it would look like. We'll pick our favorite answer by the end of the show. 215-592-9494. Has there ever been a movie that you thought, you know what? That role was actually made for me. This thing called
Training Day, Denzel Washington. Well, hey, I can pull that one off. That's the, you know what I mean. Mijo.
I like how you went straight to Denzel. You didn't go to like a B list or C list. You went to A list.
Denzel himself is one of the best actors.
Prime
of all time.
Denzel.
Mijo.
I like that idea. All right, let's go back to the phones. Anthony in Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Hugh, man, you just took my answer, man. God.
I'm riding. What's that? What was that? The Regal? Was that a Regal? I forgot. It was a Skylark. I can't remember what it was.
Might have been the Skylark.
No, it was a Monte Carlo. Uh-oh. That's what it was.
Monte Carlo.
With the switches? Yeah. I'm definitely.
You took my answer. Hey, Joe Giglio, man. You could be a great DJ, man, because the way you spinning this thing, man, is so good, I tell you, man.
Well, you guys are the one in the spin cycle. Everyone tells me Jalen's the second-best quarterback in pro football. Now, Tanner McKee could win 11 games. Come on.
Just because Tanner McKee is good and he's serviceable, that doesn't mean that Jalen Hurts isn't great. Oh, that don't take away from the winning of Jalen Hurts. We just saying that Tanner McKee can get us to the playoffs. That's what you asked.
Yeah, I know, but Anthony, that's a big thing, though. I mean, think about quarterbacks that make the playoffs. Like, maybe one a year is not a high-level quarterback. Most of the playoff quarterbacks each year, you know, those guys are at least, like, top half of the NFL. That's a big thing for Tanner.
Man, hey, Hugh Douglas, man.
Yes, sir.
I love you, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
But tell him.
You gotta get off the show with these morons, man, and get your own show with you people.
Hold on.
And do your own thing,
man.
Hey, Anthony. Morons?
That wasn't nice.
These are my folks, though. these are my people.
We were nicknamed the Midday Morons.
Hey, that's true. Anthony, you ever heard that old saying, you can't pick your family? I can't pick my family.
Hold on. What's that supposed to say?
If you could, you would? What is going on around here?
Imagine you had a business and you kept trying to sell Tanner McKee for that first round draft pick, which you was, but Kyle and Joe is no. You ain't gonna make no money, Hugh.
Hey, but you know what, though, man?
Still preposterous. You guys are nuts.
Yeah, we should have got that ninth pick.
There's no way that you're in the ninth pick for Tanner McKee. You guys are wild.
But, Anthony, we gotta live our truth, man. We gotta live our truth, man.
Hey, I bet you the Saints is calling up trying to get rid of that ninth pick for Tanner McKee now.
They need a quarterback.
Hold on. If the Saints call right now and offer next year's first, I will drive McKee myself to New Orleans. New Orleans might have the number one pick in the draft next year. That team is atrocious. All right, Anthony. They probably will. Anthony, give us another movie. Give us a role you wish Hugh Douglas was in instead of the actor.
Wesley Snipes and Blade.
Oh, that would have been a good
one. That's a good one, Anthony.
That's
good
my favorite movie, by the way.
Blade?
I will watch Blade anytime that it's on television. The first one.
I haven't seen the original Blade in 25 years.
Yeah, it's the first one. I would definitely watch
original Blade. Do you ever see the original Blade, Kyle?
Oh.
Yeah, you're, I was going to say you're missing out, but I'm not sure anymore. When did Blade come out? Early 90s?
Early 90s.
Or mid 90s?
Yeah.
The Blades. It's tough for Anthony pulled something off. I liked his call. I like Anthony, except he was very rude to us. I mean, he basically called us morons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
we've been called worse, though.
Well, every day. 215-592-9494. All right. Think of an actor in any movie and replace him with Hugh Douglas. That's our tri-day side topic of the day on a Friday. Elliot joins us on the other side. Your phone calls and all this. Would the Eagles be a playoff team if Tanner McKee had to start every game this season? I am not confident they would be. I think it's a huge leap. Hugh Douglas over here, he's leading the Tanner Time Brigade and saying they would be a playoff team. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.